following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there, and welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. And I am here at the church, and it actually brings me to what I wanted to talk about today on Wilson Wednesdays, which is the name of our church, which is Refuge, which I think is the coolest name for a church anywhere and everywhere, because there's something very self-defining about the word refuge and what it means. I think when Bill had the idea from the Lord to call it refuge, there was a reason for that. And I believe that it's something that we have grown in over the years, which is to become a refuge for people. Now, we have a teaching that we've done a couple times over the years, which, what does it mean to be refuge? What's the name refuge mean? And I think first and foremost, what we say is that refuge is a person. It's the person of Jesus Christ, where we find refuge. It's also a people. So while refuge is a person primarily, it's finding refuge in Jesus. Refuge is also a people. So we are a people that want to provide refuge for people who are broken and hurting, including ourselves at times. We provide that refuge for people. And third, refuge is a place. So this building that I'm standing here in front of is a refuge for people, that people come to this place and they get refuge. Sometimes they get food. Sometimes they get just a quiet place to come and worship. I mean, one of the things that's been so cool over the years to see God use the people of Refuge and the building of Refuge to point to Him, that it's been so cool to see that when people have hurting marriages, or people are hungry and they need food, or even just a quiet place on a Wednesday night to come and get away in the middle of the week because they've had such a crazy week, and they come here and they hear the Word of God taught, and they get that refuge that they need, where we point to the Word of God that points to God Himself. And so that really, in so many ways, refuge is that refuge. Now, it's also scriptural, that throughout Scripture we see this idea that God is our refuge. And in fact, it's a reality. I know for maybe you would say that if there was a point in your life where you felt like you were lost and hopeless and hurting, and you sought the face of God, like you went after Him, oftentimes maybe on your knees, and you were hurting and broken, and God met you in that place. And I think that's true of many of us who call ourselves Christ followers or Christians, that we would say there was a moment and moments in our lives where God met us. And a couple passages that go to that I think speak so well of that. When you think of that idea of refuge and places of refuge, you think of places that are strongholds or fortified. And maybe you get this image of a castle that you could run and get safety in when you were in trouble. And maybe you think of big solid walls and big locks on those doors that would just protect you from whatever is trying to get you. And I think when you look at the scriptures, you think of Proverbs 18:10, that passage says this: "The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." That the promise is that when you are in need of that refuge and you seek the Lord out, that He will be found. He's not hiding from us. And in fact, not only is He found, but He provides that safe place. I think of David, and as he's talking about the enemies that are surrounding him from all around, he says this: "My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge." There's this idea that David found. And again, I point back to maybe your own experience where you would say you found refuge in the Lord. And that's true. I believe the Bible leads us to understand that when we are struggling or hurting or broken, God actually says, "Come to me and make me your refuge." Now, here's the thing that's so cool about all of that. is that you and I get to be people who point to God as the ultimate refuge. But when we get opportunities to speak into people's lives, whether it be into their marriage or whether it be into a coworker who is demonstrating that he's hurt or she's hurt or broken, we get to speak into their lives truth. And we, in some ways, act as a representative of God as a refuge, right? That we, in some ways, represent the Lord and become that refuge for them, even for a temporary time. So we don't want to run away from those moments and those times when God calls us and invites us to step into people's lives that are hurting. We don't want to run away from allowing them to see us as maybe a possibility of help. And so when you get those in opportunities and God is saying, Jeff, I want you to step out in faith and I want you to provide a shelter for these people, right? Ultimately, God would say, I am that shepherd. I am that fortress. But there are moments where we get that opportunity to be that for other people and point them to ultimately to Jesus. I've got one more passage here that is in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 10, here's what it says. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecution, and calamities. That's Paul writing. For the gospel, he says, I've walked through all of these things. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And I would say that the only reason he's able to say that is because he's found strength in the Lord, that he's found a shelter in the Lord. Jesus is his rock, right? And Jesus is his stronghold, and Jesus is his, there it is, refuge. And so I would say to you today that whatever you're walking through, and maybe whatever your granddaughter or grandson is walking through, or whatever what your son or daughter is walking through, or coworker, that in some ways you represent the God who is our refuge. And he's been that for you, and now you have the opportunity to be that for others. And I'm thankful for this place we call refuge, this church, because we've always talked about it. It's a building for sure, but it's also a place where people can step in those doors and get the idea that God is a refuge. His people are a refuge. This place can be a physical refuge for people, but it's also, we're all pointing to the one who is our true stronghold and our true refuge, our rock. So Lord, we pray that you would just in all ways be our refuge. And in those moments, and maybe someone even watching today is in need of that strength and that reminder that you are a rock and you are a refuge, would you be with them today? And Lord, would you make us a people that represent the name of refuge well? that we would be people, when we get that opportunity and someone steps into our path and they are seeking help and they are desiring to know more about who you are, would we be people who step up to the plate and offer them and point them to you, Lord, as their refuge? And would we be that small refuge in that time of need for others? So God, would you do that in us today as your people? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.